You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Again, I want you to see that when they talk about sin in the scriptures, they don't talk about sin as if we are helpless. They talk about sin that we are victorious. He says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. It's always a burden and a concern on my heart that we have preachers today. Their own emphasis is not that you will have dominion over sin. Their own emphasis is that it doesn't matter even if you are sinning. How can you say that person is a servant of God? How dare we call such a person a pastor or a preacher or a servant of God? How can you be a servant of God and your own encouragement is to strengthen the hands of men in sin? It's not to show them the path of victory. That is a path of victory. We are not struggling with sin. Jesus died so that we can be free from sin. So somebody paid the price for our deliverance. There is deliverance. He says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. I want to ask you, what's having dominion over you? Anything that you want to stop and you can't stop has dominated your life. That thing has dominion over you. Oh, I will not do it again. I will not do it again. And then you go and do it. Sin has dominated your life. The Bible said, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. People today, when they talk about dominion, they are thinking of becoming bank managers. You that you have no dominion over lying. You want to have dominion in the world. You have no dominion over fornication. You have no dominion over adultery. But you want to take the world for Jesus. Go and have dominion first over that your anger, over that your bitterness, over that your hatred, that your envy. He says it will not have dominion over you. You will not be struggling with sin. You will not be saying, I won't do it today and you do it tomorrow. I won't do it again, you do it again. No, you are not to struggle with sin. Now look at the next verse. He says, for you are not under the law, but under grace. It was under the law that people struggle with sin. Under the law, sin dominated man. But he says, under grace, sin cannot dominate you. Grace is not a covering for our sin. Grace is the power of God that delivers us from sin. The scripture says, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to every ungodliness. Grace does not come to come and cover your sin so that God will not see it. Grace comes to set you free from sin. So the scripture is saying, for you are not under the law. Let's say you are under the law now, sin will dominate you. So the law didn't come to set us free from sin. It was grace that came. Grace is God's power. Grace is not unmerited favor. Although we didn't merit it, but grace is not unmerited favor. Grace is God's power that delivers a man. Grace is God's enablement that makes man to do what ordinarily he cannot do in himself. He has made grace available. The Bible says Jesus came full of truth and grace so we can be victorious over sin. So why are we then making excuses for sin? Why is it that we are justifying sinful life? How can we be under grace and still be saying that it doesn't matter? Even if you are sinning, just continue sinning. How dare we make such statements? Again, brethren, I beg you, don't let a man that is struggling with sin deceive you and confuse you and mislead you because he's standing on a pulpit. Read the Bible for yourself and take advantage of the grace that is made available in the Word of God. Please don't have this mind that sin is something that you must be afraid. You must be saying, well, all of us are sinning. All of us are not sinning. The Bible says that all have sinned. It's a past tense. So he didn't say all are sinning. He said all have sinned. That's why Jesus came, to set us free from our sin. That was his mission. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615. 7852. To find out more about the Living Throne Ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.